Good morning.
Now, this exhibition of works, never been seen before, telling the story of the lead up to the discovery of mine, the operations and other discoveries over that weekend.
Correct. It certainly is. It is, as I said, the largest private collection of rare photographs and artefacts never seen before. And it's being set up in the Athenaeum Hall in Waratah. So that will be a large thing in itself. So that will be really, really good. Basically, with all of this is that, you know, people ask, you know, why is Waratah so significant with 150th? And why what was it that made, you know, Waratah become the beautiful little town it was? We could go back and actually look at and think about, you know, what was what it was like at the times with Philosopher Smith. He started actually wandering up the Arthur River, okay, in which case he discovered a rock. And I've brought a piece of rock in today.
You brought your own props in too, Anne.
I have brought my own prop in, actually.
And hasn't it got a little bit of weight for a rock so small? I know this is radio, but yeah. It is a small rock there, but it's got a little bit of weight in it.
It sure is. Look, it's the most insignificant rock. And seriously, it's black, it's got little, tiny little bits of sparkles in it. It's just an ordinary rock that any person would walk past. But the difference is, as you say, it is heavy. So what our philosopher did has had these journals and the Smiths we did take down to where Philosopher Smith did discover the tin, and he had his journals there, and the journals described the area as being very dark, heavy myrtle forest, really, really dark, horizontal scrub. It was wet, it was mushy. And so philosopher discovered, picked up this piece of rock and made his way to daylight because it was so dark he couldn't tell what the rock was. When he found daylight, he thought, oh, I've got something here. I must go back and have a look. So he went back down to the junction of the Arthur River and Tinstone Creek. Tinstone Creek is named for an obvious reason. Made his way up and eventually got up towards Mount Bischoff, and that's where the other big tin discoveries actually happened.
And we've got to go back into the time where there was no roads back
no
in those
roads.
Days. So we're talking circa 1871. And you're talking about Smith, James Smith. He's the grandson of the philosopher James Philosopher Smith. That's where the story is told.
Yes, that is exactly right. Absolutely. So the discovery of this tin actually really changed Tasmania's economic fortune from struggle and delivered prosperity to many. And not only that, because as you say, there were no roads. There were no real trucks, tracks or anything like that. And there was no power. So you were going back to very, you know, dense. And you know how nature takes over really quickly. We've seen evidence how nature takes over really quickly.
So the landscape was completely different like we do see in 2021.
Totally. No grass. Yeah. So this discovery did enable other things happening. So it was the beginning of the West Coast mining boom. The Fagan family had, you know, the timber and the transport. And I did do some readings where Philosopher Smith was having discussions about what was the best way to get his tin and also the other venturers there, how to get their tin out of the place. That led to the development of rail and proper tracks because, you know, they only had really bullock teams and draft horses. So that led to the development of rail, which led to development of Emu Bay, which was called Burnie, and of course the tin was smelted in Launceston.
Railroad and seaports.
Yeah, railroad and seaports, that is absolutely. And that did lead to other things. So when the rail did eventually go in, it did actually, around the similar time, go down to the West Coast. So, you know, Emu Bay was an absolute total hive of activity, and if it wasn't for the rain, the rail would be really, really difficult.
So at the time, Anne, we had Mount Lyell in Queenstown.
Correct.
We had Mount Bischoff for tin. So we had copper mine in Queenstown. We had tin in Waratah. So it basically forged the backbone of our mining industry at the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It did change amazing economic fortunes for Tasmania, and that's what we need to remember, you know. And there was other people involved with all this, and there were famous Waratah names, you know, like the Machins. They ended up you know, continuing the mining area, you know, with tin. We had the Kenworthies, the Glosiers, the Kellys, Housie goes and Fagans, to name a few. And they are long-time, you know, Waratah names and quite famous names at that. All had a significant story and contribution.
And over the weekend, there's the Thorne family get-together as well. That's happening at the Bischoff Hotel. So there's another name that's synonymous in Waratah.
Totally, totally. The Thorne family were involved with the mining industry, but they're also with the town too. They had shops. And it was a very large family. And, you know, once again, there's quite a story there with the Thorne. Really, really. They had an exhibition at our gallery in Waratah a couple of years ago. It was just phenomenal. So, yeah, they had leases all over the place as well.
Historical Machinery Club, that'll be next to the Stamper Mill. That'll be happening on the Sunday between 11 and 4 that weekend. The Blacksmith Display by Harold Riley. Now, he'll be there both days between 10 and 4. And also check out the old Waratah Post Office. There'll be an open day for both days.
Totally. They have transformed that building into the most beautiful livable area, but also retaining the history. It's just what they've done to that in looking after it is a total credit. So that's a must visit place for sure. So I encourage everybody to come. We'll be really welcoming you. You will find a few people there walking around in unusual period costumes. So if you feel like dressing up for the day, do so. We would love you to do that. I will be.
Download the program, Waratah Wenyu Council website. It's a remarkable achievement. It's the 150th anniversary of tin being discovered by James Philosopher Smith at Mount Bischoff. Big weekend of program over the 4th and the 5th of December. And Anne, look, I really appreciate your time this morning on 7B Breakfast for coming in and telling us a little bit more about it.
My pleasure. Hope to see you there.